أنتم برفقة SBS عربي 24.
تولي الحكومة الفيدرالية وحكومات الولايات حيزاً كبيراً لدعم ضحايا العنف الأسري مادياً ومعنوياً. هذا الدعم متوافر أيضاً على مدار الساعة من خلال منظمة 1800 Respect، والتي توفر دعماً على مدار الساعة بغض النظر عن الجنس أو العمر أو حالة التأشيرة، بحسب المستشارة النفسية والأخصائية الاجتماعية جيمي.
The 1800 Respect Service is a national sexual assault, domestic and family violence counseling service. Our qualified counselors are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by phone and web chat. We provide information, referrals, counseling for people who have been experiencing violence and abuse. It's available to everyone in Australia and the service is available to women, men, young people and people from diverse cultural backgrounds. It doesn't matter what your visa status is.
وعدم إتقان اللغة الإنجليزية ليس عائقاً، حيث يمكن للضحايا والناجين الاتصال وطلب خدمة الترجمة.
The service can be contacted through the translating and interpreting service. So this is the service that we offer, and our counselors can talk to you about experience. So هذا service لكل الناس irrespective الفيزا, irrespective situation. It's inclusive to everyone, particularly culturally and linguistically diverse backgrounds as well.
ويفضل العديد من ضحايا العنف المنزلي تحمل الضرب والإهانات مخافة إبطال تأشيراتهم من قبل دائرة الهجرة. إلا أن جيمي تقول أن سلامة المرء تأتي أولاً وموضوع التأشيرة يمكن حله لاحقاً.
المفروض أول شيء يعني to ensure their safety and know their rights at all times. The visa status, everything can be sorted out. المفروض إنه يعرفوا إنه هن بأمان. And they can contact this line and get as much advice and knowledge as possible. They're not by themselves. They have their rights and they have contacts that they and resources that they have access to in order to get the right support.
وبحسب جيمي العنف المنزلي ليس حكرا على أبناء جالية معينة، بل هو مشكلة عالمية ومحلية وله أشكال عديدة منها نفسية ومالية ولفظية.
Domestic violence does not discriminate. Domestic violence is a national problem. It's a global problem. I think anyone can experience domestic violence. And I must say that domestic violence is not only physical. It can be emotional, financial.
وفي حالة العنف النفسي تقول إن المعنف يحاول التحكم بشريكه وخداعه وإيهامه بأنه لا مخرج من هذه الحياة ولا خيار آخر له.
Nafsi or psychologically would be to put someone down, to intimidate someone, to control and manipulate a partner and make them feel like you have that control over them and they're hopeless. They don't have any choices and this is the situation that they need to stay in because they've got no other choice. So you make them feel helpless and that's why they sort of stay because they become desensitized. They feel like this is the way life is and it's not going to change and they don't have access to any other support because they don't know how to get it. And this is where 1800 Respect comes in.
وفي حال قلق بعض الأشخاص على سلامة ضحايا العنف المنزلي تنصح جيمي بالاتصال بالشرطة أو برسبكت 1800.
So there's a couple of things. You have every right to contact the police because safety, the safety of the person is really important. So calling the police is one way to go about it. Another way is to call 1800 Respect and we as counsellors on this line can give you the knowledge about what to do or how to maybe provide this number to their neighbours if safe. We can do some safety planning. We don't call people victims of domestic violence. We call them survivors because we want to empower them and give them strength and resilience to know that things can get better and this is not the be all end all.
أما بخصوص بعض النساء اللاتي يتعرضن للعنف المنزلي حفاظا على أسرهم، إلا أن بقاء الأطفال في هكذا منزل له أضرار أكبر.
The most important thing is the safety of yourself and your children. I cannot stress the importance of this point that domestic violence is so harmful not only to the survivor, to the person, but to the children's psychological and developmental well-being. And I want to really emphasize that. For the children to be in a household with mum, dad and the children, if it's not healthy and it's filled with violence, it is actually more harmful than being than not.
وتؤكد جيمي أن العنف المنزلي غير قانوني في أستراليا وهناك العديد من الدعم للنساء الراغبات بالتحرر من هذا العنف.
We want to emphasize that in Australia, domestic violence is illegal. And we understand the significance, the cultural significance. That's why we want to bring down the barriers and say, you are in Australia. We know the impact of domestic violence on families, and we know how dangerous it is. So we want to promote and say that even though culturally a lot of women have put up with domestic violence for family reasons, in Australia there are a lot of supports, there are a lot of services, there are a lot of resources that can help you, even if you choose to leave that situation, because let's face it, a lot of people around Australia have lost their lives to domestic violence. It's a very serious issue, and we want to promote that and provide them with access and let them know that it's culturally significant, and we do understand.
وإذا كنت ضحية للعنف المنزلي أو للاستغلال الجنسي أو تعرضت لإساءة ما فأنت لست لوحدك.
With the sexual assault, childhood sexual abuse and trauma, we also provide support. If you like, we're sort of like the frontliners that provide that information and provide the counseling and provide the support, all of the same service.
ويمكنكم الاتصال على Respect 1800 لخدمات الاستشارات المحلية بشأن الاعتداء الجنسي والعنف المنزلي والعائلي على مدار الساعة من خلال الاتصال على هذا الرقم.
ما تخافوا نحن معكم. تصلوا على هذا 1800 Respect 1-800-737-732.
اضغطوا على اللايك أو على الشير أو اكتبوا تعليقا. تابعوا SBS عربي 24 على الفيسبوك.